There is a new sentence. We need to make a song out of that sentence. Someone knows to create music. The sentence is saying, it's good for you, you should be happy. It's hard for you, you're gonna grow. Tov lecha, tismach. Good for you, gonna be happy. Ra lecha, tismach. Hard for you, you're gonna grow from that. Tismach. You're gonna develop. You're gonna grow from that.
Soon
you're done. From the difficulties we're growing. From the difficulties, Hashem is growing the salvation. You see that in the time of difficulty, there is horrible darkness, but Hashem is growing the salvation. Everyone wants that his life gonna be easy. But Hashem wants us to progress. Next week, first day of Nisan, Aleph Nisan. How are we calling it? Between the times, Ben Azmani, vacation? How are we calling it, Rabbi Naftali? Rabbi is asking. Rabbi Natan Mibreslev. She had the merit, he mamash achieved something huge. That the fact that he was learning mamash daily, he was used to learn a lot, mamash a lot. And he had a certain seder for his drives, for when he was going from one place to the other. He was had special sederim. He was finishing the Shulchan Aruch in his drives, in his ways. The aspect of between the times, it's an invent of our generation. We never heard about it. Never learned about it. Never read about it. It wasn't exist. That subcall. All of the things of yeshivot that people are learning like today, it's all new actually. It's written there is source to those halachot to create those batei midrashot and this and that, but it wasn't like that people would come daily to yeshiva and receiving the tmicha from the yeshiva. It wasn't exist like that. It's a huge blessing that Hashem is blessing us. So we're saying that every person going to try to prepare himself, going to have a yeshuv da, to think how to use the time in Ben Azmani, how to hold himself inside of the limud, to keep on learning also in the vacation time from yeshiva. Because a person, it's oy v'avoy if the person is going to be far away from spirituality, chas v'shalom. In a time that you have difficulties and you have kids and you cannot come to the yeshiva, you have to observe them, you have to be with them. Maybe this is the time that we should say what that we already said before about Avraham Avinu. That Avraham Avinu, in the third day after he circumcised himself, he was very ill. In the age of 99, imagine yourself, each and every one of you here. If Moshe Rabbeinu would come and visit you in your house, for sure you're going to look at him, mamash, going to miss him. You're going to wait that he's going to bless you, going to talk to you. You would think about something? Wouldn't think about nothing, for sure. Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit him. He was seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But his heart, he was happy that Hashem was with him, that he had that revealing of Hashem Yitbarach, that he saw Hashem. But his happiness was really how to put the faith into the hearts of people in the world. Hashem Yitbarach, that he saw the will of Avraham Avinu, that he had the perfect will, he sent those angels to him. Because without those people that came, they were angels. The sun was shining so strong that people couldn't stand outside. So he ran, and it's written in the Chumash that he was hurry, that he rushed to fix things for them. He said to Sarah, please be fast, do things fast to give them to the people. One time the Torah, she told us how Avraham was inviting guests. And he was standing in front of them. Because the guests, they weren't looking like an honorable people. They were looking like people that no one would let them in his house. But Avraham went to them. This was Avraham Avinu. He went over them. His subject, his will was to give, to put the faith into the hearts of people in the world. Avraham Avinu was very rich. If he wanted to make achnasat orchim, he could bring slaves that's going to open the achnasat orchim and to let people get inside, and the slaves would do it. But no, Avraham Avinu, he wanted to teach faith. This is why he was doing it all by himself. He was keeping the Mishnah that it's written, he should love the creatures and bring them closer to the Torah HaKadosha. He was doing things by himself. And he would even give you a feeling like you are doing a favor for him, that you're sitting and eating. Please, you do me a favor. If you like me, don't walk away. Please do me a favor. You are doing the favor to me that I'm letting you in. This is how he was behaving with everyone. The Torah, she told us, Torah is not a book of stories. One time she told us how was Avraham bringing guests when he was in a hard situation, when he was sick. For sure everyone would say, look, now I cannot bring guests. What can I do? I'm going to rest a little bit. And also there is no one else in the street. And also I have a reason, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit me. He had all of his reasons to push away the mitzvah of Achnasat Orchim. A huge lesson for all of us. That everyone needs to learn that lesson and to be from the seed of Avraham Avinu. Not that you're going to think, no, I'm going to be a Talmid Chacham, I'm going to sit, I'm going to learn, how I'm going to be bigger in my Avodat Hashem, how I'm going to grow. Think on other people. We all need to think on our children, on our kids. If a person wants to be a Talmid Chacham, so he doesn't have time to learn with his kids. Everyone needs to be strong. Your times of learning Torah, it's after that you dedicate time to your family, to your kids. There is no other choice. Came to me a couple for Shlom Bayit. I told the Avrech that came, listen, they're not here in Jerusalem. It's a Jew that helps others, Mama, she's Mezakeh Arabim. But the way that he behaves in the house, it's horrible. So I said to him, listen, your disgrace, one day it's gonna reveal. Now when your kids are small, they're holding on quiet, they cannot do nothing. But your kids like that, they cannot hold on. One day it's going to be a disgrace. What's going to be then? Your disgrace is going to reveal. Now your kids are small, so no one can see what's going on. I'm telling you, each and every one of you, someone that he doesn't have Shalom Bayit from the first moment of Yidbodedut until the last minute of the Yidbodedut, he needs to daven only on Shalom Bayit. Also, when you're learning, it's all mamash needs to be to have Shalom Bayit. Now this is your job, to sit with the kids, to learn with them, to be there for them, to watch them, to do everything that you can to create Shalom Bayit. Have to guard your kids. This is our job. Amalenu, our effort. It's the kids. All of that subject of Pesach, it's only all of the subject of Pesach, it's all of the Torah. It's written so many times in the Torah that you need to teach your kids. You need to teach the kids. Shinantam levanecha. You need to tell the kids on the Haggadah of Pesach. Need to teach the kids. Hand it over, the wisdom. So, trying to prepare you in a small way to between the times that you're going to have. Here it's going to be open for sure. Everyone can come. Everyone can come and learn. It's going to be open. You can come. But you need to know, you need to use the time. Rabbi Yoshua Cohen is going to give a shiur here until Chet in Nisan. It's almost wonderful. Almost not going to be a Ben Azmanim, only almost 2 weeks instead of. Including Chet Ben Nisan. He's giving a shiur. What? In which time? At 9:15 in the morning, usually. Baruch Hashem, thanking Hashem. It's a good news, Baruch Hashem, that we have. Of Yeshua Cohen, he doesn't care, he doesn't have between times, he doesn't have it. He's attached to the Torah, we wish to be like him. I wish all of Am Yisrael going to be attached to the Torah like that he is. So, Adrabah, it's good news. Half of a day minimum to come to the yeshiva. Rabbeinu is saying that first day of Nisan, it's Rosh Hashanah to the kings. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deciding who are going to be the ministers, all of the kings, the rulers, who are going to be the minister, the prime minister, all of the Nasi, president of the United States. All of those things are being decided in Aleph Ben Nisan, in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. All of the kingdoms are being set in the first day of month of Nisan. And Bezat Hashem, Hashem going to decide also if in that year Mashiach going to come, the king of the world, king of Am Yisrael. So Rabbeinu is writing that in two Torot in Likutei Moharan. Because in that day, they built the Mishkan, Bet HaMikdash. So everyone needs to be strong to daven on that we're going to have the marriage, that Mashiach Tzidkenu is going to come, and even if he's not coming, so we're going to have Tzadikim and Chassidim that are going to lead Am Yisrael. They're going to be the ministers of Am Yisrael, kosher people. Rabbeinu is saying that Pesach It's fixing desire for money. Every holiday has got a certain special wisdom that it contains, that you can achieve through that chag. And there is three midot that they are destroying Jerusalem. Three bad midot that they are cancelling the Yirat Shamayim that the person have. So if a person wants to have Yirat Shamayim, he needs to cancel those three midot. And they are destroying Jerusalem. This is the Yirat, Yerushalayim, Yirat Shalem. So in the holidays, it's the time to fix them. So Pesach is one of those midot. And in Pesach there is such a huge bounty that is coming in Pesach. Every year, huge bounty. Borei Olam, he promised that Am Yisrael is going to go out from Egypt with a lot of fortune. It wasn't only in that Pesach. The Torah is for always. So every year we're going out with a huge fortune, mamash. And every year in Pesach you have a lot of... Rav Shalom said, when I was young, when I was still buying things for the house, going and buying super, and he said, Pesach, it's the time, my wife, whatever you need, a couch, a new couch, whatever you want, now it's the time, Pesach, Shefa, replacing everything. Every year, Hashem promised a huge bounty. So Rabbeinu is writing a certain wisdom of that. Rabbeinu is saying, to fix those three midot, it's by the wisdom. That you need to pull the wisdom to the heart. How are you going to do that? By doing that, by pulling the wisdom to the heart, you're fixing those three midot. And those three midot is an aspect of three holidays. And in the holiday, there is three kinds of wisdoms. A new wisdom is coming to the world in every holiday. And it's helping us to fix those three midot. A certain wisdom that comes down. In every regel, every holiday, fix one of the midot from those three. This is why we need to honor Yom Tov very much, and to honor the three holidays very much. And by the mitzvah of three regalim, we're going to fix those three bad midot that we have. And in Pesach, we're fixing desire for money. Like that it's written that Hashem gave grace on the nation of Am Yisrael, that the Goyim, the Egyptians, are going to land us and give us against their will, because actually they didn't want it at all, because we fixed Tavat Mamon. We didn't want the money, and Borei Olam handed it to us. So because you're cleaning yourself from desire for money, so Hashem can give you money. The wisdom that comes down in Pesach is that Hashem is the one that brings the parnasa. There is a certain wisdom that a person can cancel the tavat mamon. The fact that there is desire for money in this world, it's not a reason to have a desire for that. There is money in the world, but it doesn't mean that we need to desire that money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supplying the food and the money for everyone, from the smallest creatures to the biggest one. Everyone can see how much Hashem is observing him and helping him. A person has to daven on that he's going to have faith that Hashem, he is the one that supplies the parnasa. A straight wisdom that parnasa is a job of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're going to have confidence in Hashem Yitbarach. That a person is going to have the merit to see that. A person needs to daven on that he's going to be able to see that. I need an apartment, I need food, I need tefillin. Hashem gonna give it. Hashem. I need matzot. Hashem gonna give matzot. You need money? You don't need money. You need matzot. You eat money? You don't need money. There is people that are eating money, huh?
They're very skinny.
A person has to live here. You doesn't need to have desire for money for that. You don't need to have money. You need to live. Alright, so you need to die. Hashem is reviving. Hashem is giving life. We're thanking Him. So in Pesach, it's a time that a person can remember to receive that faith. I'm always davening and asking for Hashem Yitbarach, please Hashem, have mercy on Am Yisrael and give them a complete faith in You and give them a complete confidence in You and let them have a straight wisdom to know that Parnassah, it's Your job and not theirs to find Parnassah. This is straight wisdom. Straight wisdom. Hashem, there is jobs. There is a job of Borei Olam. And there is a job of us. Our job is to find a way how to get closer to Hashem, how to increase the tefillot, how to do it bodeduyot. This is our job, to do tshuva. Everyone needs to know. And kids, really, the only advice, it's only to daven on them. A lot to daven on them. One that his kid doesn't listen to him. Don't think that there is another advice except of prayer. Nothing gonna work except of that. You cannot do nothing. Only to ask and to ask and to beg from Hashem, Hashem, have mercy on that kid, save him, please. His heart is in the hands of Borei Olam. His body is in the heart. His thoughts. How can he change himself? How can you change it? It's all in the hands of Hashem. You see that your son has got a difficulty. Don't be angry and crazy. Just get stronger to daven and to beg to Borei Olam. Baruch Hashem, we saw it in the yeshiva. Few avrechim in the yeshiva that they made 6 hours in Bodedut on their kids and they saw huge results. Because there is no other advice except of davening and asking for Hashem. You have a difficulty. You need to ask for Hashem. This is why, this is the time, like we said, this is the time that we're going to come out from that nonsense of chasing after money. What are we going to do? Someone wrote him a note. Mincha. No, the Bet Knesset is kosher for Pesach, so there is no mincha over there in the noontime. You cannot enter to the Bet Knesset because if you clean it to Pesach, I don't know what. The guys are that are not married. Tomorrow we're going to have a shiur with them.
יש גם הלכה שבשלושת הרגלים כל רגל לקנות מתנה לאישה.
There is a thing.
Rabbi
Ben Zion Abba Shaul, he was buying to his wife every holiday a gift to his wife. By that you fix her tavat mamon also. Her desire for money. You give her a gift. The wife, she's saying that Ben Azmanim, it's time to go out from the city. So Rav Shalom is saying there was one cheap person that his wife, she came to him, she told him, we're married for 30 years, maybe for our wedding day. Let's go eat outside. So he told her, all right, hold the table, let's go eat outside. Hold that side, and let's. Anniversary, for the anniversary. A joke, it's good to wake ourselves a little bit. Wakes up ourselves. There is an avrech that
is... בצורות חלשים התעסקות בתפילה ושבא ואז על זה מצווה ישוע לא רוח שחיר כן, אז כמו שאמרנו העיקה שעשיתי היום היה לי זמן לעבור אז
didn't have enough time to come, but I wanted a minimum half an hour. Tomorrow I'm going to talk to the guys, I'm going to talk to them all. I wish we all hold the Torah in prayers. There is an avrech that doesn't have money for rent. If everyone can bring, put a little bit of money here on the table, please. Give a little bit. 2 months you haven't paid. This is it.
Arab Atun.
I don't know.